Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the Drew Barrymore Show podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Rosé.
With a top knot.
I've got a really big bun.
I like
today.
When you do a hair up moment.
I like big buns.
And I cannot lie.
Yeah. Well, shall we get into some headlines?
Let's news it.
All right. Okay. News it or lose it. First up, the New York Times reports that a Massachusetts library is accepting cat photos in place of book fines.
Aww.
The public library announced that through the end of March, people who have lost or damaged a book can now bring a photograph, drawing, or magazine clipping of a cat and get their library cards reactivated. The library calls the program March Meowness, and in just a few days, the program has generated hundreds of returns and reactivated over 400 library cards.
Wow.
And has a growing cat wall with all the photos that people have brought in. Now, this is the stuff that just makes me happy.
Well, it makes you happy because I think I know this about you. You're the person that has late fees at libraries. Yes? Yes?
Oh, God.
Yes?
Horribly so.
Right?
Yeah.
So would you return the books if you could, you know, tot-a-tot, putty-tat? Would you return?
I just like that, like, basically someone came up with an idea. Okay, picture like Bob at the library.
Okay.
It's like, I know how to turn this around. What if we did March Meowness? And like, probably some people were like, Bob's crazy.
Yeah. Did you hear what Bob said this morning? He's losing his mind.
Look at what Bob did. He got people to reinstate their cards, participate in the program. It's a very cute concept.
Yes.
And, you know, I just think this is a cute little thing to incentivize people.
And it clearly works. It's worth thinking outside the litter box.
Thinking outside the litter box. I love it.
The New York Post report that nearly one in four people have kept a secret from their partner once moving in together. I want you all to think about this, keeping secrets. Well, according to new research, 48% of couples still have private details that they haven't shared with their partner. And the most common secrets include details about past relationships. So the word past is in there for a reason.
Yeah.
Doing something they know the partner would be upset about, and undisclosed spending habits. Mm. Let me tell you something. I think I am like a simple human being who cannot keep track of normal reality. So keeping track of versions of the truth, I would just get in trouble right away. I would. So my husband and I, it's all open all the time. I know how you can get in my passwords and my accounts. I'm not smart enough to keep a secret from you, okay? So you're fine. We're fine. But I think secrets plant seeds that grow into just awful things that ruin relationships. Agree?
I couldn't agree more. Also, like, anyone who tortures you about your past, stick up for yourself and tell them you don't have the DeLorean to go and change it. And everything you experienced in life is what made you who you are.
Sure.
And please don't make me walk on eggshells about things that I literally cannot change. You just can't. You can't let people torture you about things that you did before you met them. I'm sorry. And to the people who do that, don't do that.
But then, okay, good point. But what about keeping things secret? What about...
No, I don't... I mean, by the way, do you know why people keep things secret? Either A, because you're a mischievous little bastard.
Mm-hmm.
Or because people have probably beat you up about your past, therefore scarring you about telling someone else about your past. Like, there's a reason people get there, and it's because they get beat up and tortured about, like, do you know how jealous people get? And it's like, you're jealous over ghosts. This is crazy, and now I wish I had never told you, and now I'm not going to tell the next person. That's how that starts.
But also, I think people aren't telling you things because they know they're wrong. You know what I mean? People keep secrets because you know you did something. You know you did. And that's why, I think that, like, that secret thing, having to hide something, having to tiptoe around your partner isn't being in a partnership.
I'm talking about all past things. The past is in the past. You don't need to relive it every 5 seconds, and you don't need to torture people over it. Just be respectful.
Yes, always.
Okay. This story will melt your heart. That's a pivot. CNN reports that a toddler has gone viral for her epic Golden Girls hairstyle.
Oh, my gosh. Look at her.
I'm so excited about this. Evelyn Mae Mathis stole TikTokers' hearts with her adorable Betty White-esque hair, courtesy of her hairstylist grandmother. The 20-month-old was born with a lot of hair and is happy to sit for brief styling sessions. Oh, my God. This is so cute. I can't take it.
Oh, my God. Look at her. Okay. Now Okay, my biological clock is ticking. I didn't know you could have a baby that looked like Betty White. Now I want one.
Well, there's the past being used wisely. And lastly, Variety reports that Jeremiah Brent will be the new member of the Fab Five on Queer Eye. You guys, Jeremiah Brent is here. He's gonna spill all the beans. And we're gonna talk about his beautiful book. We'll be right back. I love Queer Eye so much. I can't even stand it.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Truth News, we have a very dear friend of our show, a very dear friend of ours, interior design expert, and turns out the new cast member of Queer Eye is joining us.
That's right.
It's the one, the only Jeremiah Brent.
Jeremiah.
Breaking news.
Congratulations.
I'm
so happy for you.
Oh, Jeremiah.
How do you feel? The news is out there.
I know. The jig's up.
I'm
super excited. I cannot wait. It's going to be a really, really amazing season.
I mean, they're very lucky to have you.
Well, I'm lucky to be a part of it, honestly.
I also think that they accomplish such meaningful.
I'm gonna be a mess. Like an emotional mess.
You're gonna be phenomenal.
No, it's gonna
and
be.
You're joining the ranks of so many iconic people. You are on like the Mount Rushmore of gay now. You
yes,
know what I mean?
I know.
On that.
Gotta really up my gay.
No, first of all, you have a beautiful partnership with Nate Berkus, yeah. your partner.
Yeah.
You have Poppy and Oscar, your yeah. two children. You're a family man. You're one of the most coveted designers in the world.
Yeah,
so I
thanks.
Can't wait to see how you guide people into claiming and loving their space. Because to me, in the game of we're living in a society now that is promoting mental wellness more, I yeah. think design is so in tandem with that.
100%.
I'm talking about when you come in and you see clutter, it affects you and not positively.
Yeah.
If you come in and you see an entryway that's just been done, a teeny bit of love, a little bit of like empowerment and joy. Every time you exit and enter your sacred space, you will be happier. That is mental wellness.
That is my goal, 100%.
I mean, but you're also like Jeremiah Brent. You,
well,
have,
listen,
you got the good.
Well, yes. Thank you guys. I wanna make it beautiful, but you know, I always say the most, hi, how are you?
You know, I always like to snuggle.
I always say like the most important homes that I've ever been in and the spaces that really have touched me had nothing to do with how much money you spent.
Yep.
You know, that's not what good design is. Good design is the opportunity to kind of tell your story through your space, through your things, to walk into a home and know, I know exactly who you are within 5 minutes of being in a space. That is good design.
So how do people do that? How can you showcase who you are with
yeah,
decor?
What are tips?
My tips? Oh, you know, I love a tip.
I love a tip,
yeah,
too.
It sounds weird, but you know what I mean. I think that, you know, what I learned writing the book, which was a wild exploration over the course of 2.5 years, was that when I walked into these homes, none of them looked the same. It wasn't about how much money you had or what you spent or the opulence of your space, but it represented three things. You had parts of your past that were shown in your home. There was parts of your present, things that you are into now or things that describe who you are now. And there was room to grow. So that's my big tip, is to look around and kind of think about those three chapters, those three moments of your life, and if you're illustrating it in a really intelligent way.
Like, how do you create a space? Because I know that Oprah really had a huge impact on your sort of emotional connection with design
yeah.
and like this sort of fostering of feeling like what you did mattered
mm-hmm.
for you and your journey.
Yeah, you know, I'll never forget, hate you guys.
Come on, save space.
I'll never forget, you know, one of the most important project I've ever worked on. Oprah had asked me to redo the Covenant House in LA, which is an LGBTQI plus homeless shelter. And it was a huge honor for me for a lot of reasons. But I remember the first day that I showed up there, I had been homeless for a while when I was younger. And the first apartment that I saved up to move into was actually across the street from the shelter. I had no idea. And so to come back 10 years later and to be a part of that experience, you know, the Covenant House is a pit stop, but it's an opportunity for people to see themselves and to feel seen. You know, something as much as simple as a comforter and a nook with a little reading light that people can have their own moment. Like, that is what home can do, to walk into a space and feel intrinsically safe.
Are you gonna bring that to Queer Eye? Because what you just said is so impactful, so relatable, so invitational. And I think that's so much about what that, it's more than a show. I want this to be more than a show. It's about how to live a life.
Yeah, it's a big responsibility.
It is.
And it's not lost on me. You know, I think this show represents kind of the birthplace of what I love about what I do. You know, at the end of the day, I'm not pretending to be the best designer in the world, but I do find myself to be a good listener, and I do care. And I want people to live a beautiful life. And I want, you know, what Queer Eye represented to me and what it still represents is this connective tissue where different walks of life can come into your living room and you can learn something. You can connect to people that you may not agree with politically. You may not agree with the things or what they do or how they live their life, but you can understand their stories through the safety of your living room. And that is what I think, how TV can be really powerful.
I love that. I love that so much. That's why that show means so much.
So much better said,
and I'm so much more happy that you're on Queer Eye and not me. We're gonna go to a quick commercial break because that's how you say it. And then we're gonna get into all things.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Graduation is a sweet occasion, but finding the perfect gift can be a bitter struggle. MMS.com has a solution. Personalized M&Ms. Just imagine the look on your grad's face when they receive a custom candy creation featuring their school's colors, name, and even their photo printed right on some M&Ms. It's a thoughtful way to celebrate their accomplishments and make the occasion even more special. Visit MMS.com to create your own personalized gifts and party favors for graduations, weddings, birthdays, and more. That's MMS.com. Use code WONDERY to receive 15% off your next order.
Okay, we're back. We've got Jeremiah Brent at the desk.
Yes.
So we are going to do some design news. And before we start, I just want to say your book, The Space That Keeps You, is one of my favorite books. It is so amazing, and it is just this beautiful collage. You even say in the beginning of the book, I don't want this to be a book that's so pretty and perfect. I want it to be something real. I mean, it is beautiful.
Well, thank you. But it's all about kind of refocusing how we define beauty. And I think that's, the first thing I ever wrote was, this isn't going to be a beautiful design book, when it ended up being entirely about beauty, just the beauty of ceremony, perspective, love.
How did you come up with the title? Because it's my new favorite title.
I always wanted to write a book because books have been so much to me. They've been education when I needed it. They've been support when I didn't have it, love when I didn't know where to find it. And so if I wrote something, I wanted it to be really special. And I was sitting with Oprah and Nate having lunch, which sounds really weird, but it was, you know.
I love hearing about it.
Talking.
Yeah, but we were talking about life and love, and she said, you should write a book. And I said to her, I want to, but I'm really just interested in the space that keeps you. And she said, that's your book.
Yes.
And so,
you know, that Oprah, you know.
She gets it every time.
Turns out she's great.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful book.
We have some design headlines in honor of that. First up, Homes and Gardens reports that my bestie Cameron Diaz's wood kitchen cabinetry is making a comeback. Say goodbye to the all-white kitchens, because the latest wood kitchens is foregoing painted cover-ups and revealing their true natural beauty. The 1970s saw honey-colored wood is taking center stage, and in recent years, there have been several new techniques that have made this an old staple but totally possible as a modern favorite. Jeremiah, what are your tips for giving wood cabinets a refresh?
Well, first of all, I'm very excited about this trend.
You are.
I'm thrilled.
Okay.
Because I think for a long time, everybody's been told what not to do, and I think that the narrative changing is hopefully going to be, let's try it. Let's see. You know, how can you create a space that feels like you?
Yes.
And not so prescriptive, you know?
That's good. And so trendy, because a lot of people are following the trends, right?
Okay,
white kitchens are in, now they're out. So what do you do if you have a house, you just painted your cabinets white last year?
Trend is a trigger for a lot of people.
Yeah.
And I think as long as you're not beholden to what you're reading, and trends are interesting to me because they're opportunities for us to continue conversations and to learn about different design styles and different colors. I didn't know if I liked cobalt. I do now, but I don't need a whole cobalt room. So I think it's about understanding what you value and what you need and translating in a way that's not gonna be something that you're tired of in 6 months.
Yes.
You know, if you like white cabinets, keep them.
Mm.
But if you're painting your cabinets white because that's what the magazine is telling you, that's not the way you should be approaching it. And I think wood cabinets offer a really beautiful texture, a warmth, and if they make you happy, that's all that matters.
And cost saving, right? If you buy a house,
now
wood cabinets are in. You don't have to do anything.
Yes,
congratulations.
Just a little elbow grease and you should be fine.
Yeah. I also love removing the doors.
Yeah,
just removing the doors and having and creating that open shelving, especially with wood cabinetry.
Mm-hmm.
That way you can show off your dishes. It gives it a little more of a country farmhouse vibe.
You are not married to a triple Virgo. Do you know what would happen in my house if my husband had an exposed? You guys, everything in my house is labeled.
No.
The refrigerator, I came home, and he had labeled the eggs.
What, the sign just, it just said eggs?
What's confusing?
Yeah.
And they go in one spot. And he goes, well, there's just, that's where they go. And then he labeled jams. And I'm like, they are in a jam container.
Uh-huh. Well, Jeremiah, it's your headline now.
Oh, man. Okay, lastly, Ideal Home reports that there is a DIY hack for anyone painting hard-to-reach areas. Oh. It's called the sock method. It basically involves putting on a plastic glove, wearing an old sock over it, okay, and then using your hand as a brush.
Wait. Okay, well, we're gonna try it, because this sounds nuts.
Okay, glove safety
okay,
first.
So okay, glove first.
Also coordinating gloves, which I appreciate.
Which, by the way, also, I've gotta do this.
Yes.
Okay. All right, and then you put the sock on top.
I like to do a little puppet beforehand, too.
Are you ready to paint? Let's paint. Let's go.
Okay, I'm also getting, like, the seam on the backside because I want a smooth front, right?
Oh, that's smart. That
right?
is a nice attention
well,
to detail.
Well, I'm just trying to think. Okay, okay, so do I... Oh, there's paint in there.
So, like, okay, this would be a thing that would be hard to paint, like a railing on a staircase or something?
You say okay, so. Okay.
So what are we doing here?
I would only do DIY for you.
Thank you. I know this is really
okay,
taking your standards down a peg.
Well, it's a little messy. Okay.
And then you just stroke it.
Okay, yeah, it's reading slightly.
That's what got me in this mess.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm like,
ooh, okay. It feels really weird.
It doesn't feel right,
but
it doesn't feel wrong either.
It is weirdly enjoyable.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It's awfully streaky.
Wow. So what do you think? Do you like it, or do you think this trend totally sucks?
By the way, I'm not kidding.
So sad how
this
funny
is really,
I think that is.
Mine's good. I'm just saying, mine is good.
And you did a great job.
Out.
We're super proud of you.
Well, not bad.
I already got paint all over me. See?
Nope.
So
nope,
for your hard-to-reach corners, now you know what to do.
Yes.
Yeah, you
steal
try
your
it.
Your spouse's socks.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Jeremiah's new book that I love so much. It's actually not new. It's been out for a minute. But it is so beautiful. The space that keeps you when home becomes a love story. And I have to suggest you also read the chapter on you guys discovering your farm in Portugal.
Yeah.
It changed the way that I thought about entering a space.
Yay.
And there's so much poetry and so much beautiful writing and storytelling in this book. So please do yourself a favor, not only for the aesthetics, but for the motivation on how we walk through life. This is such a beautiful book.
You're the best.
Jeremiah, you know how much I love you. I want in on your family. Thank you so much, everybody. We make the show for you, so take it with you.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the Drew Barrymore Show podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert. And I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert. And I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
So what do people get when they listen to The Late Show Pod Show? Let's sell this thing.
The extended moments, for sure. Because we run out of time for broadcast, but we have plenty of time on the podcast.
It's kind of like being a live audience member of the show because you get things that no one else hears. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.